It's the Christmas special.
Hello, this is Elijah. Welcome to my podcast.
You have to stop. For today's plot, I will be trying to reconstruct the plot of Space Jam, and Solomon will be reciting the entire Jimmy Neutron movie from memory.
Oh, the Lord! rules.
So uncanny.
It really is. The fact that you could do all of those characters. Wait, do Carl.
Oh, I left my inhaler. Lolly, Mary. I've seen that movie a lot.
Dude, the dad.
Yeah.
Jim, Jimmy, James, Jimbo.
That's just your normal voice. Yeah, what he says.
How closely do you identify?
You!
Sorry about your bejeebers, Mom. Remember when we watched that movie, we were assigning people, and Mom said I was Carl?
No, but it seems like it really scarred you.
Yeah, no, that one stuck with me. Anyway, Space Jam.
Michael Jordan's rise to fame.
Yeah, that's what he's
breakout
known for.
Breakout role.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
What you doing?
I'm still looking for my glasses.
How beans?
I have a feeling they're buried on here somewhere.
Have you considered LASIK eye surgery in the meantime?
It may be faster lying them in this pile.
Have you tried holding your hands like in circles around your eyes?
Yeah.
That works for me. Sorry, Mom. I love you.
Good night.
Good night.
You said I love you there, but that was just for show. We feel no emotions. We're good. Strong.
Why would you want it to be no? Why would you want to say no? In fact, I do not love my mother. What do you think that does for your public image?
Well, they wouldn't think I was cool, you know?
Ah, buddy. Space Jam. Oh, boy. They're aliens. I think they gotta be mad they can't dunk.
They probably are very mad they can't dunk.
No way. For real?
God. Yeah.
I have the same mind as the Space Jam creators.
Because the big, their boss alien is like, oh, I'm smoking a cigar on Space Mountain.
Ah, Space Mountain. For sure. There's Pretty Bunny. There's the Jessica Rabbit, maybe, and Bugs keeps getting distracted. And then,
That's not that.
That's not in the movie.
Her name is Lola Bunny.
Lola! God, what a player Bugs is.
Not really.
Yeah, because isn't Jessica Rabbit his normal flame?
Jessica Rabbit is a separate movie, I think.
No! Beans!
Jessica Rabbit has nothing to do with Looney Tunes. Maybe with Warner Brothers, but...
Shook. To my core. Okay.
Question. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Should I make, a sign for my dorm room at college that just says, Welcome to Space Mountain?
Yeah, maybe so. I think you could just get a Space Jam poster. I think that would be potent.
Even better, the jersey. The Toon Squad jersey. Wear it around.
That's really good.
All the time. Over whatever.
Like Bill Murray did. I mean, he was like on the team.
Was Bill Murray in that movie?
No. This is going to be hard for you to explain this movie if you can't remember the key points, the plot points.
I haven't seen this movie in like 15 years.
Bill Murray gets scooped down the golf hole. Or wait, we actually.
Oh my god, there is golf. Wait, hold on. Does it start because Michael Jordan is playing golf with Bill Murray?
Well, he never. Bill Murray, we never find out how Bill Murray gets into Toon World. He just gets there.
I think maybe he lived, maybe he has a second name. Wait, Toon World's separate, but you can reach it through the hole of a golf course.
It has cartoon access points.
Okay, so here's what my thought is. I think the aliens... I think the aliens come and they... Oh boy, they really want to play... basketball. This movie doesn't have anything to do with the president, does it? They just want to play basketball for, like, reasons, like, exogenous, like, outside the... Hi, Dad.
evening.
Good evening.
Mom and I are in bed, so if you guys can just keep it down a little bit, that'd be great.
What do you give us? I'm so sorry. Yeah, of course.
And if you're, could you either bring Cleo in here or into the manor? Yes. Thank you.
Good enough. Yeah, so we don't know why they just want to be able to dunk, like, just because they do.
Well, Boss Man, they need new talent for Space Mountain. But they...
Hold on, don't let this sidetrack you. I'm asking more to test you than for me, but what's Space Mountain?
This is incredibly painful.
The contrast is incredible between, like, the how fine of details Solomon remembers and just how nothing Clara remembers.
Clara didn't even know that Larry Bird was the big blue one.
Yeah, I was just guessing. Why is he blue?
Don't know who Larry Bird is.
He's famous from Space Jam, honestly.
Yeah. From the Monstars.
Okay, so they have to play a big championship game. The Monstars seem to be the alien team, then the Toons go. That was poor wording. They definitely are. And then the Toon Squad are, the lads, the squad, and they're, where are they fighting those aliens? I think Tasmanian Devil does a lot of, like, whirring around, and he might eat part of the court, but that can be, like, a fever dream kind of a thing. But it seems like he does some damage plot points for sure. In his
movies with your fever dreams.
No, it's just like it seems like it, like I remember him whirling around. It seems like he would like kind of eat the court, mm-hmm. But that could be just wrongfully
incorrect. Yeah, that's an accurate part of the story.
Knew it. I'm getting there. The Toon Squad for sure wins, but there are setbacks and other plot points. My question about what Space Mountain is.
Oh, I shouldn't have to tell you. It's an amusement park in space. It's a big part of the movie.
It's an amusement park in space that they need to attract visitors to who bring money there. And like
the little aliens are like, oh, we need our bet is that if we beat Michael Jordan, he will play for us on Space Mountain forever. So they steal the talent of the NBA players. And become.
Wow.
Oh, so the big blue one isn't actually Larry Bird, but the little blue alien gets Larry Bird's basketball status. Right.
Does Michael Jordan do like foot powder commercials in this movie?
I think you're thinking of Holes, where they have Sploosh.
No, Sploosh is totally different. No, doesn't he do commercials? What movie?
He might.
I feel like he does commercials.
Yeah, I think he does.
Really?
That's like a joke.
Yeah. Anyway. That does not ring a big plot point, though.
You know, I think that pretty much sums it up.
I think we're there.
I like the green one.
Me too.
Purple for me.
The orange one is... He's embarrassing because it's just his butt.
Oh, vague memory of that. I like Michael Jordan because I just feel like he really grew a lot because of Space Jam, and it was really, it's nice to see, like, the beginning of his career there, kind of a deal.
Especially his arm. His arm got super long at the end.
It totally does! He does a monster dunk!
Yeah.
I think we're all on the same page here.
Jimmy Neutron.
If we were all going to be characters in Jimmy Neutron, so it's obviously Solomon's Sheen.
Yeah, really clear on that one.
Okay.
I think Elijah might be Goddard.
Seems like a rude thing to say out loud. Well, Goddard's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It's not really a human.
You know,
being.
Sometimes he gets Clara, nervous, are you and trying he kind to... of shakes and then like nuts and bolts fall out. No, sorry.
It's like your goal in this conversation is to get us to tell you that you're Jimmy.
No, I'm definitely not Jimmy. One thing, honestly, I think I'm always just proud that I know Goddard's name now, because that was a really big sticking point for me growing up. Like,
no,
not that I forgot. I could just never figure out what Jimmy was saying, because I didn't know anyone or anything else named Goddard. Like, I think, I really thought it was Connor, but he kept saying it so bad.
Okay.
It took me a long time to figure out the name was Goddard.
You know?
That's a really embarrassing story.
Brave of you to share that with us on the air.
Really being vulnerable,
Clara. I've never told anyone that before. James is sleeping on the couch right now. James, thoughts?
No, which character is he?
Hold on. Let us go. Hold on. Hey, shh. James, thoughts?
Libby?
I think he might be Libby.
I like Libby.
I think Elijah's probably Jimmy. Yes.
I want to be Ublar.
I want to be the toaster.
I want to be the dad.
I want to be the chicken. The big chicken.
Ultra. Ultra.
You did the tongue.
Oh, wow. That chicken has an enormous booty, and it's super fuzzy.
Yeah, you bring it. You those are gold.
You just like, you don't pay attention to the pots, huh?
I mean, I made a meme, actually, for the first time out of that movie. I found a screenshot of the scene where you see Poulter's butt, and I wrote Captain Fart, and I sent it to both of you guys.
That's not what a meme is.
You just wrote it out of red, like, with your finger, too.
Yeah, you just wrote it in Snapchat. Just...
No. I had to download a separate picture editing app.
Oh, buddy, you shouldn't have. You downloaded a picture editing app and couldn't even type it in text?
I wanted to write it. I woke up from a dream. Because I dreamt of it. And I was like, I have to make
it. I love your subconscious.
Captain
Fart. That's what literally keeps you awake at night.
It was a vision.
Wow.
Be for enlightenment.
Definitely.
I greatly admire your ship.
I want to be the dad.
Jimmy James, wow. Jimbo James, Jimbo.
He's got a big duck collection, you know?
Yeah, he's just doing his thing, you know?
God, isn't
world's
he
going on, he's just doing his thing.
Himbo Award, huh?
Does he look good?
No, he's not even Jimbo, he's just dumb.
He's more like the Jimbo Award.
But his name isn't Jimbo.
It's you.
His name's...
How do
you know that? Yeah, that's a lot of detail. What's the mom's name?
Because, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You're feigning it.
I actually don't really know.
Now it seems like you know too much about Jimmy. His name's you.
Lawrence? Because she goes,
yeah. Can you give us a sample of the voices of just every character, please?
Nick is
Nick.
Oh, he's the bully.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the whole thing. Wait, give us Libby.
You know, it was better in my head. Who's Libby? That's Cindy's friend.
Yeah.
She has the purple cell phone.
Oh, okay. Give us Cindy.
I don't want to do that.
Too much pressure. I know. It's okay.
A mixture of Tai Chi and purple drink is the perfect balance.
Oh my you God, have the what? Entire script memorized. Like, that was a literal line. Wow. Can you do Carl again? That one brought me great joy.
Hey, Salman, next year for Christmas, could you make like one of those soundboards? But it's just like you doing different voices between you.
Salman, next year for Christmas, could you record yourself doing a one-man show version of the Jimmy Neutron movie?
You know how like Adam Sandler did all of Alexander Hamilton and just did all the voices by himself? Can you do that for Jimmy Neutron?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's haunting. Elijah played some of it until we had to make him turn it off.
You're going to have to say, definitely not ever.
Carl. Carl. Oh, Carl.
Mom thought you were Carl.
Yeah, it was really
she really crazy. Knows how to hurt you, huh?
Yep. Wait, let's do... Okay, so Dad gave us these cards for Christmas with prompts.
Oh, before we do the prompts,
yep.
I just want to bring up something that... The reason we're talking about Jimmy Neutron now, right, is... My idea was, what if Bane from Batman talked like the teacher from Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah.
And she's, because Bane is, he's Tom Hardy, he's... Oh, I was born in the darkness. And he says other things also.
Mostly that, though.
Mostly just that, the whole time of the movie. I'm pretty sure that's his big line. I
can't believe Tom Hardy was Bane.
Yeah, you never know it.
You never... Right, because at that age, I didn't even know who Tom Hardy was. Learned that later, mind blown.
And then she says... Glass! So if he went...
What do you guys think he's dreaming about? Let's take bets.
Wow, I've had some weird dreams. Right. Mostly about being places. And then I go to another place.
Interesting. How travel. Very symbolic. It means that you're in a transitional period in your life. Yeah, man. Really changing a lot.
That's a good nick, dude.
Thank you. It's my general hippie kind of vibe.
Oh, I hate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate your criticism, and I will take that and improve myself with it.
I'll take that and I'll really sit with it and see what it does for me and what it tells me about myself, and then I will adapt.
Wow, I can smell kombucha. Wait, I like kombucha.
You do?
Uh-oh. No, that stuff.
It's like
so gross.
I'm gonna give you a SCOBY for next Christmas.
A who?
A SCOBY.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but
it's like the like colony of bacteria that you use to make kombucha.
Oh my.
It stands for something.
The mother. I had a guy tell me a funny story about his weird aunt Sunny, who well, it was funnier when he told the story because his eyes bugged out really far. What? But basically, she spilled the kombucha mother, and she went, like this giant jellyfish-looking ball lump of fluid gunk. I thought it was funny. The metal image. Wow, his eyes bugged out hard. It is vivid in my mind.
All right, we're about to open this card. I guess we're not thinking about what Jimbo's dreaming about.
What's the context for this here?
Oh, so Miguel for Christmas, I don't know, I didn't think it was that obvious, apparently got on to the fact that we don't have anything to talk about on these podcasts.
I think we should do a segment about what James dreaming about.
I think we should too. But also, so Michael gave us these cards with little prompts on them and things for our podcast, because I think, you know, maybe he feels obligated to listen, but boy, he'd like if they were good.
He's probably dreaming about Christmas. What's his ideal Christmas?
His ideal Christmas?
Today, mostly. Except that's a little less mean, probably.
A chariot of motorcycles? Mm. Like, the motorcycles are pulling the chariot, and the chariot is made out of
maybe in his ideal Christmas, metal. Ronan picks him up and rocks him like a baby.
Yeah, but each of the motorcycles are being piloted by some type of ghost rider?
Maybe it's like that scene in Shrek 1, where there's like the magic mirror, and it's showing Farquaad all of his possible brides, like the Bachelor style, except it's all three Sarahs.
Oh my god.
Oh dear. I feel like I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but it's probably mean.
I bet it's like he has conversations and he like talks. This is exactly what he means. It's like short and concise.
Wow, this did get mean.
Pants are made out of silk.
That's my dream day. Yeah.
That's probably what I dream about.
Actually, I'd like a silk like jumpsuit.
Imagine a chariot of motorcycles.
And then once he's done talking, they just break down and cry.
They clap, I think.
Mm. Clap or cry, yeah.
I'm going to read this card now. Oh my god, he printed them. Here's our first prompt from Michael. Is nature neat? Why or why not? So, five paragraph essays, everybody.
I'm going to have to say probably not.
Oh.
Wait, neat?
Yeah, is nature neat? Why or why not?
Why or why not? So why not is going to be really easy.
Why not?
Oh, you guys.
I'm more of a nurturer myself.
I'm part cyborg at this point, so calling me nature is generous.
Are you? What part? That's cool.
That's for me to know and you to never find out.
That actually makes you cooler.
Yeah, I know.
Claire, you're not part cyborg. You're
that you know of.
Claire, if you had anything interesting actually happen to your body, you would scream it from the rooftops. You get marker on your hand, and you're like, guys, I got a freckle.
Okay, first of all,
Wait. Are they real freckles or is it just marker?
No, this one's real. The one I showed you earlier.
What's the wait a couple days?
The one I showed you earlier today, I sent you a video of it much earlier in the semester, but then I was trying to show you in person. It seemed like you didn't even care. I can be secretive. I have just lots of mystique, and so I will not tell you what parts of me are cyborg.
My ideal cyborg part is an extendable eyeball.
It's so useless.
From where? Hey, whoa, see far things
with your eye. From a regular eye.
Okay, well, that's unimaginative.
I could poke stuff with it. I could knock stuff off the shelf.
You could get little boxing gloves that come out of your nose.
I've stated my ideal. You guys can have your own ideal cyborg parts. My eye would stick out really far.
Three more chins.
Elijah, you have those.
Huh. Ideal cyborg.
Oh, remember when you thought you had a third nipple? And then you got really sad because you realized you didn't actually have a third nipple?
You tried hard to convince us you had a third nipple.
Yeah, we were like, that's not...
Huh.
You also really want... It seemed like you're mostly trying to
maybe nature
yourself.
Is neat.
Do I think nature's neat?
Well, there was a hair growing, like, right out of the middle of that spot.
What actually maybe worries me most about that is that that's what makes you think it was a nipple.
I mean, it was... The texture was what really got me.
I think nature is neat.
I actually think
it was mostly only areola though, and not the what is the middle called?
The nipple.
The nub.
Nature isn't so neat.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think someone's possible third nipple is a strong reason against nature being neat.
My ideal Christmas is if I sprouted nipples on every square inch of my entire body.
Oh no, buddy. You babies would love you so much. You'd
no,
be
I
impossible
for you. Yeah. Have glands.
I know, but babies don't know that.
I'd just be springy.
Every inch of your, like on your face.
Wow. That's...
Is there like some sort of like backdoor mechanism where we can like veto somebody from talking?
Where we could like just get in there and tinker a little with his brain to mouth filter.
Huh. Maybe just one on each temple, like Frankenstein, but like big ones.
Talk me through what you know about Frankenstein.
Well, there are those things that are the side of his temples.
They're not nipples.
Okay, if
no,
nipples,
but like that is what I'm saying.
One third of the size or three times the size.
If I could choose that for myself.
Yeah.
You know what you're gonna say. This man just said he wanted nipples over his whole body. He would jump at the chance of having enormous nipples.
Maybe a coat made out of nipples.
Jesus Christ. Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh,
leather coat.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. Is that like a mud dog or what?
Deep, repressed sexual tension.
Ew. I don't like this persona. I'm going to have to say.
Yeah, I don't like the nipple conversation, man. It's really blocking my chakras.
Yeah, I feel that too. My chakras are fully...
block my bowels.
Uncalled for.
I need some Stella Artois.
Chadwick. Give me my Stella Artois.
I think we should elaborate more on the prompt. Nature, we should just each have a pros and cons section. Right?
Cons, the whole nipple conversation. Pros... some plants are pretty nice.
Weird bugs.
Well, yeah, that's true. We wouldn't even have a podcast without them bugs.
I have a lot to say about bugs.
Yeah, it's been pretty clear.
I thought you guys might want to know.
Yeah, there are also some bugs I'm not so keen on existing. Or like some things out there. It's like, come on, nature. That's weird.
That's not neat of you.
Yeah.
What, like ants?
Like,
not like
bees.
Ants, like...
I hate bees. We're gonna pollinate your stuff. Yeah, whatever. Get a job.
Get a job. They're called the worker bees.
Yeah, communist bees.
I think that we should get rid of the bees because they're anti-American, anti-democratic.
Yeah. They're like, oh, we have an equal striated caste system.
They literally have a queen. Yeah. What about that as communists? They have a caste system. Yeah,
they all work towards one so common goal.
I wish they'd just shut up once in a while. Stupid bees.
What, the first time I was ever stung by a bee, I was 5 years old, and I was, like, about to walk in the house, and a bee that had been hanging out by the front garden stung me. And I was, like, hurt, but I was mostly just indignant. I was like, I live here. What did I threaten about you? This is my human home. Right. How dare you?
Because the parents really deeply entrenched us that animals won't hurt you unless you, like,
yeah, it's like they just attack them. Yeah, I was like, know? I was like, you died for this? I still walked in. You didn't stop me. Anyway.
So that's why nature's not neat?
Oh. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
About flowers.
Also, mm-hmm. 6 out of 10. Sometimes it like rains when it's supposed to snow, and that's not super neat.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Rain.
Okay, all in favor of nature being neat, say aye.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor of nature being not so neat, say aye.
Aye.
Mm-mm. Oh wait, I guess I was confused by the question.
Yeah, you sure seem like it.
Okay.
You know, that big box of Scooby Snacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we should talk more about that.
Yep. Talk me through your feelings about that.
So, it has Scoob exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Scoob!
You can do the voice.
Scooby-dooby-dooby, Scooby-dooby-doo.
Wait, you're talking about doobies? What, is this a weed podcast now? This stoner, oh my god.
There's no proven negative side effects to regular marijuana use.
If I could make anything out of origami, what would it be? A suit of armor.
That's an awful answer.
No, I was just saying that.
Yeah, I would make...
I started with on Scooby Snack, and I was like, those are good, and I stopped thinking about it.
I'd make a fully functioning bicycle out of origami.
That's a cool idea. The moving parts are interesting, yeah.
I'd make a hat, but like a really cool one.
Yeah, actually, screw the bike, I'm gonna go with a hat too.
Yeah, right? Once you start thinking about it, hard to stop.
What about like a...
pants? You'd think so until it rains. That's a bad day.
What if what you folded was like...
rainproof?
Fabric of some kind.
So...
Claire thought about that for a second. She's like, wait a minute.
I'm really focused on these things I'm snacking on right now. I don't want to talk about it. Someone please eat these honey mustard pretzels. I keep going to eat them because they look so delicious and appetizing, and then they do not taste delicious or appetizing.
Well, the pretzels are so good.
Okay. Honey mustard. Next card. Create a new name. Each family member or citizen, each person's initials must remain the same.
Oh. How come we didn't get any of this creativity? Michael has great ideas. For Elijah, what was it? EGLS?
Emperor Empire?
No, that's too nice.
Emissary?
Elephant. And encephalocytis.
Ooh, that's a good word.
Yep.
I like that word a lot.
Encephalocytis Gary.
Gromnorb.
Encephalocytis Gromnorb? I kind of liked Gary. I really thought it fit him.
Gearby.
I'd go Gearby. Gear Bear.
Ender gray leg satchels.
Hmm?
Ender gray leg satchels.
That's adorable, encephalocytis Gary.
Encephalocytis.
Lump sauce.
Can our new collective last name be Lump Sauce?
Oh, no. I don't know how much I like the term lump sauce.
You came up with it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's a good thing to say. Hold on a minute.
with your name, Solomon Bloom.
Lorf Slurb.
Syphilis Blob.
Don't call me Syphilis Blob.
Lump sauce.
Ew. I need a pretzel. Electric.
Are you still trying for Encephalocytis Gary?
Bong. Electric gong bong.
What's wrong with Encephalocytis Gary?
I think electric gong bong is funny.
I really like Encephalocytis Gary.
I don't know what an encephalocytis is.
I don't think it's a real word, I'm going to have to say.
Aww, yeah, probably. I guess we'll never know.
We will not.
Jody Elizabeth.
Jaundice.
Lizard spit.
Jaundice lizard spit.
What do you think Elizabeth starts with?
No, that's, I'm still on Elijah. Electric gong bong lizard spit.
It's Encephalocytis Gary lump sauce. What about this is so hard for you to grasp?
I am. We did not settle on a name for me.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
If you're going to Lou Askin, you could be Lump Rump. I'm so sorry, it's scary.
Sherman Brickhouse.
Who is SB? Oh, Solomon Blue. Got ya.
No.
Who could be SB?
I'll focus on Syphilis Blob.
Jesus Christ.
What's mom? Jaundice?
Entrails.
What's mean? I'm kind of like Eustace from the movie. Jaundice Eustace.
Eustace is good.
Eustace is good.
Jaundice is not.
The only word I could think of this time. I know jaundice.
I had that when I was a baby.
You did?
You had jaundice.
I did.
What, you have had cholera? Scarlet fever?
Yellow fever?
Yellow fever is a rough one.
Wow, you sesame just... stick. Sesame stick Eustace.
No one has the initials S-E.
Oh, wait, yeah. I was thinking, starting to think of a J word.
The only word I can think of starts with a J is Jew.
Justus.
That's the only word you can think of.
I keep going to think
juice.
Of juice. That's good. No, it's not. I
Dribble.
That does not start with a J.
It depends how you spell it.
It does depend how you spell it. The letters sound a lot alike. You're going to have to stop right there. Wow. Hope you didn't want this back.
I did.
Even if you do.
Oh my god. Juice and Eddie.
Huh?
Juice and Eddie. Mom, she's Juice and Eddie.
I don't get it.
I like Jaundice Eustace. It sounds like the nickname for someone in an old timey town. Oh, there's old Jaundice Eustace.
Crusty Horker.
can that be Malaria Roy? I'll keep Roy the same.
Malaria. Wow. Why are you guys going right to maladies?
I don't know, but it's really funny. How about Malfeasance Roy?
Don't know what that word means. Mike Wazowski? Wait.
Morey E. O. Roy.
Mike Wazowski.
Wait, Mike is his first name, and Wazowski doesn't work.
The brain on this one.
Shucks.
Look at the brain on Brad.
What?
It's from a movie. What's it from?
Oh, no, that checks out.
I forget what movie, but it's definitely from a movie.
Well, that's convincing.
Huh. I'm sure it is.
Good story, lad.
I'm going to throw this paper airplane at you.
Best kind of sandwich or the worst kind of bread?
Definitely like pumpernickel rye or something.
Is the worst?
The worst kind of bread for a sandwich, I feel like, would be like cinnamon raisin.
Ugh.
No, that's so, next level.
club sandwich moon pie shells. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it does. The issue is you'll eat anything.
Is that an issue?
I think it's an issue with everybody else that they won't.
Oh, English muffin.
English muffin's good.
Tuna melt.
That's really good. That's fine.
That sounds fine, actually.
What's a bad...
English muffin PB&J.
No, oh my god. Cinnamon raisin tuna melt.
Oh.
Yeah, I hear that. That's disgusting.
Raisin. You know?
No.
The raisin, not bad. The cinnamon.
No.
Just over the line.
No. One day your body's going to reject what you give it.
Have you guys ever had pimento loaf?
No, because I have self-respect.
It's me. Yeah.
There's yeah, some it's weird... Fact, it's not really me.
Oh, but it's kind of... It's, oh, yeah. What no, about olive loaf?
Don't say
loaf?
This. Don't say
there
this.
There are many me. Loaves.
Yeah, but we should not be eating them in the year of our Lord 2020.
I don't think you've ever tried it, though.
That's correct, and I will not.
Well...
My body may not be a temple, but it's not a gas station, so...
My body's an outhouse.
My body's a halfway house.
I don't know what that is.
People are getting out of prison. It's a transition house.
Oh, God.
No,
my body's Zapatria La Ballerina. Olive loaf. It has its place. They're, the one thing that is
yeah,
not
the
good,
trash.
Check it out. Mac and cheese loaf.
Why did you try these?
I worked at the deli.
I'm aware. Not an excuse.
You need a fat slice.
Oh, solid.
My body's an Applebee's.
My body's an Applebee's. My body's one of those 7-Elevens, but specifically the place where they have those, like, pizza rolls just turning on that little thing.
My body is that pizza roll machine. My body has its tornadoes.
And those that's pizza those rolls are just and like, all my memories of Disney movies.
Like, my body's that part and the like and a 72-ounce slushie. It'll make you poop blue for a week.
It'll be the best week of your life.
My body's a stale cup, a stale rack of coffee cup donuts.
Oh my god.
That's dark, man.
It's a stale rack. No, my body's limber.
That's such a lie. That's a blatant lie.
No, it is. I'm like a limberjack.
Touch your toes.
I'll touch your toes.
Yeah, my toes are really close to you.
So are mine. My toes aren't that much further away.
So touch them.
Your legs are over it. So is James.
Minor problem.
I can't reach that far.
Yeah, I know. So you can't call yourself limber.
I can call myself whatever I want.
Fine, I'll call you stiff.
Limburger cheese.
Maybe my body's a houseboat.
It's kind of cool.
I'm like, yeah, you can swim.
Like a platypus.
Yeah, because I can swim, you know?
Sure, but we can all swim a lot.
I wonder if that's a platypus motto. My body's a houseboat.
What do you think, platypi, think about? Eat this also, please. I'm feeding Solomon the honey mustard pretzels from this snack mix. Because his body's a gas station.
Platypuses just think about poison. You know, that's how they make it. Their bodies make poison by thinking about poison.
That's not how bodies work. But how do they secrete poison? Like, how do they get it out?
They have these little spikes
on their
legs. Are you
going to believe anything I say?
Well, not if you say poison.
Why even ask me a question if you're not gonna, if you're just going to refute my facts?
That's not a fact. You can't say platypi make poison because they think really hard about it and call it a fact.
You know, I feel like platypuses could do that if they wanted to. Because they make poison somehow.
Clara, a platypus's body is a temple. Or a houseboat.
And or a houseboat. But poisonous.
Yeah, but, okay. The original question, how do they get the poison out into the world?
Their little spikes on their legs. Like, they have, like...
Is it claws?
No, they have, like the flippers, right? Like a duck's. But then I think behind that, they have, like, spikes on their heels.
Interesting.
With poison. Is that not right?
I think it's just their claws.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I thought.
Well, I'm not very smart.
They also probably are like, I got this beaver tail, but I can't chew up any logs, and are just like, have this. That's why they live so far away from beavers, because they would just be, it'd be like a feud, you know?
Yeah, not like to blow your feud. Mind, but because they live so far away from beavers, I don't think they think about beavers very often.
No, that's why they had to separate to reduce their stress.
How long ago do you think that was?
The more they reduce their stress, the more they can think about making poison.
Walk me through anything a platypus does with it today.
I told you, they reduce stress and make poison.
Reduce stress? Just by living on a different continent from beavers? That's just like reduces stress?
I don't know.
How do you reduce stress?
So confusing. Yeah.
Well, maybe, clearly I live on the same continent as beavers, so yeah, I guess so not enough.
Are you stressed?
These are our new, like, campus stress reduction tips. Stop living on the same continent as beavers. I'm convinced you're going to be able to hear, like, nothing on this podcast. I think that's pretty funny, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, maybe for the best.
Yeah, maybe so.
Why not?
I don't know. Just because it's not recorded through the computer.
If I was a platypus, I'd have a bandolier of grenades.
Are you thinking about, like, Perry the platypus?
Okay, what kind of platypus would you guys be?
There are different kinds.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'd be one.
I'd be a cool one.
Maybe I'd have long hair. That kind.
I think I'd have a big mustache.
Could I put a little flower crown on you?
I would love that. Only a bracelet, though.
Can I make your tiny platypus Birkenstocks? Four of them.
So, you'd have to explain what that is, and I don't feel like listening, so probably not. Some kind of footwear. Because of socks.
No, it's like a pair of drawstring pants.
Don't believe you.
Yeah, that was a bland lie. But you did say you didn't feel like listening to the truth, so that's what you get.
Yep. Well.
That's like if toddlers were more honest, and they're pretty goddamn honest, they would go around saying, I do not feel like listening to your answer.
No,
right,
I'm going to ask this question, don't feel like listening. If they had, like, the cognitive ability to think ahead when, like, hearing the answer, and, like, I'm not going to want to listen.
Stop. It's for you. It's a gift. It's a honey mustard pretzel. You love food. You just said you would eat a tuna melt on cinnamon raisin bread and you won't eat this honey mustard pretzel.
I don't want your trash.
It's not trash. I just don't like honey mustard. Yeah, I know you were going to eat it. I don't know why you made a show of throwing it at me first. Obviously, that was the end game.
I haven't even heard what kind of platypus you want to be.
A cool
you.
One.
Yeah, don't put this in my pocket.
Honey mustard pretzel pocket. My snacks.
No. No more for you.
Somebody got their snacks taken away.
Ooh, some Stoogies. Today I was eating one of these, what even kind of cookies are these called? They're like pirouettes. And I was acting like it was a cigar and called it a Stoogie. Solomon did not correct me, let me go around saying that. He said he hoped I would think it was that for the rest of my life.
Didn't say that.
Batons, according to the packaging.
You read that stuff? I was into it myself.
Just like literacy in general?
Yeah. I'm more into like movies and stuff.
Oh yeah, movies are pretty good.
Yeah,
you don't have to read them. Yeah.
Or like those books without too many words in them.
Picture books. Pictures? Oh
yeah.
You know what they're called?
Yeah, so are you eating three different batons at once? You bad luck.
Here I am.
I think we should go back to what James is dreaming about. I feel like it's not sufficiently explored.
It seems like it just got really mean really fast.
What?
I don't want this one.
Okay.
Very mean. The ideal day got pretty mean. Yeah.
You started it.
Atlantis.
God, that's a good dream.
K-porn.
Hmm?
K-porn.
I thought you said, like, Big Horn.
What are you saying?
Cape Horn.
What is that?
You don't know what Cape Horn is?
Cape Horn. Like Africa?
Yeah, maybe. Cape Horn.
It sounds like you're just saying porn. Sounds like you're saying gay porn.
Whoa, Solomon, all he said was gay porn.
It's just a place in Africa, dude.
Just gay porn.
Dirty, dirty mind.
This is not fun.
This is so fun. This is our ASMR section where we all just crunch on these cookies really loud.
I do not know what that stands for.
I actually don't know what it stands for either, but it's like when people just make noises really loud into microphones and some people find it soothing. A lot of people eat stuff. Hey, I don't do it. I don't watch it. It just exists. Don't look at me.
Okay. That can stand for anything. I'm having a hard time believing you guys.
It's something like audio sensory something something.
Go easy on those, Lodge.
Should we do three? Less?
Okay.
I think three is good. We're just done. There's a bunch. We're going through three. We would, like, never get through all these. Okay. Make a noise you have never made before and promise to never make that noise again.
Wow. That's hard. A noise that I can physically make but I've never made before. It's gonna be hard for all of us. We're not quiet people. Why he looks extremely pensive.
He's flexing his face
butt
muscles.
Cheeks? Oh.
You've made that like exploration time just to like make some noises, see if we've done them before.
I just want to say the word blubby and I never want to say that again.
I guess I'm kidding. I just make that noise all the time. I'm not even kidding. I love them making that noise.
That's a new one.
Such a cool noise, though. Now you have to promise not to make it again. You sure you want that to be your noise?
No, I can't. It's my noise.
Ugh. That was weird.
Sounds squishy.
Yuck.
Oh, here's a new noise for me. Solomon smells good. I promise I'll never say it again.
Ooh.
Got him.
Totally.
Wait, I got one.
Are you trying to fart? Elijah, you make that noise all the time, you silly duck.
Claire, you talked over my fart.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I can't do it again.
You farted pretty much on my leg.
Fuck good. As long as...
Oh, good.
Try. You're all good.
As long as it's consensual.
Wow, it was neither of those things.
It wasn't dry. Not smooth sailing for you, my friend.
On a microscopic level, there was so much fluid.
Today I learned that there are fecal particles in farts, which, by the way, was, like, really recent. Whole life changed. I learned that's a common cause of pink eye. You guys know that?
Definitely. That's why it's so funny when people get pink eye.
I didn't know that. You make that noise so often. You make that noise whenever you're a little bit full or mildly inconvenienced. Also that one.
Yeah, I do make a lot of noises.
What the fuck? Yeah, correct. Don't ever do that again.
Okay, yeah. So it's fulfilled.
Oh, sorry. That was essentially a burp. Come on, Don Buckish. Yeah, that's gross.
That's my noise.
Okay. And that was a burp.
Wait.
I'm suffering the full
brunt.
Single barrel this affront.
Solomon, that one did not sound dry. I hate to tell you.
It did not. I feel like your detective has been investigating. The detective? The private eye? Clara's face.
Funny joke about private parts, I totally get it.
No, it's the butthole. You call it the detective. Come on.
Detective. You call your butthole the detective? Imagine you've never heard that. You explore things with your...
No, it's the private eye.
Wait, that's so funny. Did you just come up with this?
No, that's, I have that on file.
I want to know something new. Let's go touch it with my butthole. Grab onto it.
That is not how it works.
Put it in there, feel it around.
Definitely not any of those things. Yeah, you went the opposite direction.
An eye? It's a private eye just because it's a sphincter?
No, because we cover it, Elijah. It's private.
How is it an eye?
Opens and closes.
Think retina.
Think retina.
Think iris. Cornea?
Cornea, if you will.
It has none of those things.
Maybe yours does.
It is wait, guys, take a look. Is this normal?
Elijah, I literally wish that it were uncommon for you to try to get us to look at your butt. You have to stop.
Are you confusing me and Solomon?
No, you just bring it up so often. You're like, so my butt.
No, I don't want you to look at my butt. My butt is disgusting.
Okay, that's enough, actually. I'm sorry I brought it up. I really don't want to know.
It's unsettling. Your self-confidence should be higher.
Mine?
No.
You haven't seen my butt.
Don't really want to either, but for your own sake.
Like such a weird temperature right now. It's like my whole body's cold, but also my legs are under the blanket. They're too warm.
The way you're dressed right now.
Oh, any freckles you want to talk about? More on the air?
Thanks for bringing it up. Boy, let me think.
Ugh, I hate this.
You literally brought it up. Nothing particularly new, but I'll let you know. Thanks for asking. Don't worry, I'm not shy.
Fascinating.
I'm aware. James is sure breathing really loudly. What, do you have something to say?
We should wake him up and ask him, like, really intense questions really quickly.
Elijah, that's so mean. He stayed up all night. It was hard for him.
Yeah, but I'm...
feeling rude.
And feeling mean.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's why he's farting so much.
Yeah, right on
Maybe
you,
it's
huh?
bedtime.
Is it on your leg? Is it, like, right up there?
Yeah.
That's not great.
Okay. Do we have any final words for this Christmas night's podcast?
Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Driving past exit 11. Snow's coming down. Rich man. Watching it fall.
Rich man.